You're listening to Chemistry in Its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry.
This week, an element whose existence had been expected. Here's David Lindsay.
Scandium, atomic number 21. It is the first of the transition metals, and its discovery is entwined with that of vertical neighbours yttrium and lanthanum. The Swedish island of Rosaro, near Stockholm, became a hotbed of elemental discovery in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. A quarry near the village of Ytterby yielded two different mineral ores from which the 17 so-called rare earth elements were eventually identified, those being scandium, yttrium and the 15 lanthanide elements. In 1788, a Lieutenant Arrhenius found an unusual black rock near the village of Ytterby. He passed this rock on to the famous Finnish scientist Johan Gadolin, and the story of the discovery of the rare earths began. In 1879, Lars Nielsen isolated the oxide of a new metal element from the minerals gadolinite and euxenite. Nielsen was a student of the legendary Jacob Berzelius, himself discoverer of many elements. Nielsen named this new oxide Scandia after Scandinavia. The discovery of this new element was especially notable because, 7 years previously, Mendeleev had used his periodic table to predict the existence of 10 as-yet-unknown elements, and for four of these, he predicted in great detail the properties they should have. One of these four, Mendeleev predicted, should have properties very similar to boron, and he named this new element icaboron, meaning like boron. The metal of this new oxide, scandia, was indeed found to have similar properties to this icaboron, thus demonstrating the power of Mendeleev's construct. For example, Mendeleev predicted the element's molecular weight would be 44, and it would form one oxide with formula icaboron-2O3. Scandium has molecular weight 45 and forms scandium oxide, Sc2O3. Some of Mendeleev's predictions were even more detailed. He predicted that the carbonate of icaboron would not be soluble in water, which scandium carbonate is not. He even made a prediction related to the discovery of the element, that it would not be discovered spectroscopically. Indeed, scandium produces no spectroscopic lines, so could not be identified by this method of analysis. However, it was another Swedish chemist, Per Theodor Cleve, who was also working on the rare earths, who noticed the similarity between Nielsen's new element and the icaboron predicted by Mendeleev. And despite this discovery of the oxide of this new element, it would take almost another 60 years until pure elemental scandium was prepared. It's being made by the electrolysis of scandium chloride in the presence of lithium and potassium at high temperature. Scandium is the first of the transition metals. Many of the transition metals exhibit a very rich and varied chemistry due to the fact that they can exist in a wide variety of oxidation states. Scandium, however, is limited to the +3 oxidation state, meaning its chemistry is not quite as diverse as some of its transition metal counterparts. Scandium is very much a late starter compared to many of the other elements, due to its relatively low occurrence and the difficulty in obtaining it from its ores. For example, it wasn't until the 1960s when the first pound, or 450 grams, of high-purity scandium was obtained. Compounds of scandium find use in organic chemistry. Like many of the lanthanides, the trifluoromethane sulfonate, or triflate, of scandium finds use as a so-called Lewis acid, accepting a pair of electrons from a suitable organic molecule and activating the organic molecule to take part in highly efficient and selective chemical reactions. Scandium is also the source of artificial, natural light. Now, this might sound like a contradiction, but when scandium iodide is added in very small amounts to mercury vapour lamps, it produces light that is very similar to natural sunlight. And these lamps are used for applications ranging from floodlights to film projectors. Scandium is added in small amounts to aluminium to produce an alloy which is very light yet very strong. As such, it has found use as a material for high-performance road and mountain bikes. The advent of new frame materials such as carbon fibre and titanium has somewhat lessened the popularity of scandium alloy bike frames, but many such frames are still being made today. So, that's scandium. The element first found in the late 18th century, and not isolated pure and in large quantities until the middle of the 20th century. One which helped demonstrate the power of the periodic table, and which you'll find illuminating football fields and in the frames of mountain bikes.
And bringing us into the light there was Reading University's David Lindsay with the bright, strong chemistry of scandium. Now next week, an element providing one more punch in the fight to protect our environment.
As everyone knows, chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs for short, have been widely used in the past in fridges and freezers as the refrigerant gas. CFCs contribute to both depleting the ozone layer and they're also greenhouse gases. Due to this, their use in the developed world has largely ceased, meaning a good, more environmentally friendly replacement is needed. Gadolinium may prove useful to the fridges of the future due to a process known as magnetic refrigeration or adiabatic demagnetisation.
And join Uppingham School's Simon Cotton to find out how magnetic refrigeration using the ions of gadolinium will be keeping our food cool in the future in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, I'm Meera Senthilingam and thank you for listening.
Chemistry in Its Element is brought to you by the Royal Society of Chemistry and produced by thenakedscientists.com. There's more information and other episodes of Chemistry in Its Element on our website at chemistryworld.org/elements.